Case number two. Peter is 21. He's an art student and he lives with his girlfriend. He discovered Buddhism rather dramatically about a year ago. And since then he's become more and more deeply involved. In fact, every month that goes by, he feels his commitment more definite and more strong. He attends meditation classes, lectures, meditates himself at home when he can, quite a bit. Otherwise, he's a quite ordinary, normal sort of person. He doesn't seem to have any particular hang-ups. He's getting on quite well with his work at college. His tutors are quite pleased with him. He's very sociable, cheerful by disposition, and he has lots of friends. And since becoming involved with Buddhism, he feels that after having perhaps wasted in his earlier years quite a bit of time, he's really begun to develop. But unfortunately, there's a snag. It so happens that his girlfriend is not interested in Buddhism at all. In fact, since Peter started going out to meetings, Buddhist meetings, twice a week, she's developed a sort of dislike for it. She refuses to accompany him to any of these meetings, and of course she doesn't like being left alone in their flat. She did go along just once to a meditation meeting, but she told Peter afterwards she didn't like the atmosphere, so she didn't go again. And unfortunately, recently there have been some rather painful scenes between Peter and his girlfriend, and one of them, I'm sorry to have to report, ended with her throwing a milk bottle at him and bursting into tears. And that evening, Peter could not meditate. Still more recently, she's been insisting that they spend all their evenings together. And Peter doesn't know what to do. He's lived with this girl for 2 years. He's very fond of her. He's quite convinced that the relationship is good for the pair of them. And he certainly doesn't want to give it up. But at the same time, he doesn't want to have to give up Buddhism either. Sometimes I'm afraid he thinks that he may even have to find another girlfriend, or even give up women altogether.